Unit 7. The World of Mass Media. Page 95. Listening. Fake News on the Internet. Activity 3. Listen to the recording again and complete the notes below. Use no more than 2 words and/or numbers for each gap.
Good morning, everyone. Today, Nam, Mark and I are going to talk about fake news. This is a serious issue nowadays, as the internet has become a very popular source of information for everyone around the world. In Vietnam, there were more than 72 million internet users in 2022. This accounted for around 75% of the country's population. However, as the internet is getting more and more popular, I'm becoming increasingly concerned about the rise of fake news published online. Because it's so easy for people to post anything they want on the internet, false information and fake news stories are very common online. This can be harmful to young people, who can be encouraged to believe in dangerous views or actions and change their behaviour. I think we need to take action and stop the spread of fake news. Do you have anything to add, Nam?
Thank you, Mai. Well, my experience with fake news on the internet was truly embarrassing. I saw a news story about a powerful earthquake that had injured people and destroyed houses in central Vietnam. I immediately shared the story and all the images with my friends and family, and even started planning a charity event. Some people laughed at me, but others were upset and angry with me, as they had relatives in central Vietnam and were really worried about them. I wish I had checked all the facts more carefully. How about you, Mark? What's your take on fake news?
Well, I don't think we can stop the spread of fake news, but we should learn to avoid it. First, make sure the websites where the news item or image is published are credible. Such websites usually belong to government organisations or universities and are updated regularly. Second, look to see if the story appears on other news sites that you know and trust. In addition, pay attention to the language. News stories that are full of spelling and grammar errors and show bias are very unlikely to be credible, and you should avoid using or sharing them. As long as we evaluate everything we read and we're careful about what we share on social media, we can protect ourselves from fake news. So I think there's nothing to worry about.